So, from your group's perspective, this recent announcement, is this new news, welcome news, old news, or no news at all?
The announcement which we discussed last week is news, certainly. As we said last week, we have yet to see the detail of the plan. However, we are aware that the plan was a joint, the statement issued by Joe McHugh had been passed through the HSE and had been agreed by the HSE. We're meeting John Hayes, the Chief Executive of the HSE locally, on Thursday, along with Joe McHugh. At that point, we expect to see the detail, which will see us being able to see that plan implemented. Certainly, the news of investment of money to save three hospitals is new news, and it's good news. If we reflect on where we were 16, 17 months ago, we were facing the definite closure of three community hospitals in the region. We're now facing the saving of the three community hospitals in the region.
That being said, I don't believe Lifford Community Hospital was included in this announcement. What is giving you that level of confidence?
Lifford has been included in that the report on Lifford hasn't been finalised. The Rattigan report hasn't been completely completed yet. Lifford is an older building. There are obviously some challenges around the building in Lifford and providing and saving some of the services, and indeed they're actually looking at expanding the services and bringing some new services to Lifford, which will maintain the vibrancy of it as a community hospital. As I say, we haven't got the full details of it yet. The reason we haven't got that detail is because the Lifford report hadn't been completed and because we haven't sat down and met the HSE about the plan. Now, as I say, we have an appointment with John Hayes and Joe McHugh on Thursday. And at that point, we expect to discuss the detail of the three hospitals. But certainly the soundings we're receiving from the politicians and from the HSE, privately and public, is that the three hospitals are going to achieve some investment which will save the three hospitals.
In the interests of clarity, we have statements coming out from those connected with the Save Our St. Joseph's Hospital campaign that seem to differ to you.
Yes.
Are there not divisions, but are there differences of opinions in the original groupings then?
There seems to be some difference coming from the Stranola group, the Save Our St. Joseph's group. I'm not quite sure why or what they're founded upon. Father Duffy was the previous chair of our group and unfortunately had to resign because of health reasons. He's maintained, I believe, his chair of the Save Our St. Joseph's. We've not had any contact from him, but certainly the PRO of the SOS, the umbrella group, is also on the committee of St. Joseph's. That's Alan McMenamin. So he attends meetings of both groupings. As far as I'm aware, neither Father Duffy nor anybody in St. Joseph's has had any other information other than us. They haven't seen a plan which they seem to be rejecting. They've no information about the level of investment, and yet they seem to be rejecting it. I'm not quite sure why that's happening or where that's coming from, but certainly after Thursday, we will have clarity and we'll have detail, and I'm more than happy to discuss it with them or anybody else after that point.